When young children learn to read and begin to develop their literacy to learn, they've joined the Literacy Club, and it's time to celebrate. Frank Smith, one of our most respected researchers and commentators on the teaching of reading, coined the term Literacy Club to symbolize the social nature of literacy learning. Children can be invited to join the club by the members they see all around them, parents, teachers, and authors, as well as their fellow students. These potential Literacy Club members accept the invitation because they want to be like the others in the club and engage in the same kind of activities. They want to be part of the club. At Eastern Wayne Elementary School, educators invite children to join the Literacy Club through a variety of creative activities, beginning in kindergarten.
Many of our thematic units are focused around in kindergarten wildlife, animals, insects, and their natural environment. So we chose this play to incorporate it into our literacy program as well as science and social studies. And many factors come to play in preparing for it, and many of our strategies and teaching tools that we use were integrated in as well.
Let's meet one young man, a fifth grader, who not only joined the Literacy Club at Eastern Wayne, but he could be the president.
Last year, to be honest, I only read like 5 books. I used to hate to read, but ever since I came to the South, because I used to live in New York, I started loving it. The reason I think I got interested in reading is because of Miss Peoples, that's one of our helpers at our school, and my teacher, because they would like help me with the books I would want to read, say this book is good, that book is good, and they would always tell me that I'll do a good job, and I think that really helped me a lot. Now, since I started reading, I'm starting not to really care about AR, just reading and achieve goals, just read and read and read. Right now, I'm reading a book called Redwall. I think it's by Brian Jacques, and I'm hoping to read this summer, War and Peace, because everybody said that's a pretty hard book, but I think I could do it. I think I'll always be inspired to read now, since it's like, I don't know, it's just like I love to read now. Stories, everything, now. But I really lately been reading fiction, and I think I'm going to start nonfiction now, see if I like that. I want to be either a lawyer, a football player, or an author. But I really wasn't thinking about an author last year. But now, since like I see other people writing books, I think I want to write a book now. I think I would write my book about life and how to achieve goals.
There's much we can learn from this wise young reader's insights about how to invite children to become enthusiastic members of the Literacy Club who find joy in reading and accomplishing their reading goals. One of Eastern Wayne's Literacy Club goals was to create a book club, so you can imagine how thrilled and a bit overwhelmed the media coordinator, Mrs. Anderson, was when she issued the invitation to 4th and 5th graders and 120 students showed up. She and her colleagues decided to enlist these eager readers as Literacy Club ambassadors to invite younger children to join the club. So the 4th graders learned to pitch books to K-3 children by doing book talks and devising fun activities for each book. The books they pitched were from the North Carolina Book Awards list, specifically the picture book category. Each year, elementary children across North Carolina are invited to vote on their favorite books from a sampling of the best of those published the year before. The 5th grade students read books from the junior book category and made PowerPoint presentations for all of the students in grades 3 through 5.
We focus a lot on collaboration with the teachers, and we do units on the Ward books, like the Caldecott Ward books. We do the North Carolina picture books and the junior award books, and we have a book club that the 5th graders do, and what they do is they go around and they talk to their class about the book, and they have different formats that they talk to in. Some of them use PowerPoint, some use just writing like a review of the book, and some of them even have the question and answer period, and they make up things for names for themselves, like the book club name. Some of them use that first name, and they give out little business cards so that students can call them up and ask them about various titles that they have read. So we try to incorporate the Media Center into what it's doing in the classroom.
Literacy Club ambassadors? Sounds more like they've become Literacy Club entrepreneurs to me. They're trading in the kind of intrinsic rewards that will keep them coming back for more.
Reading to little kids books makes us feel good because we like little kids, and thinking that we were little kids one time and people read to us, that made us feel happy. And now that we're doing it, it makes us feel good because we like to see their expressions on their face whenever they hear us reading.
Pat Peoples is Eastern Wayne's curriculum facilitator, and she's been a real proponent of integrating math, science, and literature through the Math and Science Club.
Last year, I received a grant from the NCCTM to start our Math Science Club, and it was buying literature and manipulatives to create a lending library to do a homeschool connection and have something to entice the children to see math in the real world, and how through stories they can leak and make connections in their lives. So we would do a lesson, I would read a book, they would do a story, they would have a math or a problem solving thing from that lesson within the strands of math. And then they took a book home with the manipulatives for the weekend. And this was added. And they had a journal activity and everything that they would do at home. And I wrote each of the activities to go with each of the books. And so they took it home in a simple Ziploc bag. Freezer bags work best. They're heavier. And they would take it home, do it with a family member, a babysitter, daycare, older brother, sister, or they could teach a younger brother or sister with the lesson. And then they would bring the activity in the journal back on Monday morning and turn it back in. And this year we expanded it to science. I received another NCCTM grant and a Bright Ideas grant to add actual kits, science kits, so we would have more ability for the groups to work hands-on. And we took the science and the math and tied it together. And then when they left the room, they would take a book home and do the activity over the weekend with their family. It's creating that rigor and the relevance in their lives of how it goes with the curriculum and building the relationships. And I had children go home and teach their stuffed animals on their beds. So hopefully we're creating future teachers.
The Math and Science Club also worked to support the unique science fair that had each class conducting a collaborative inquiry. The proud Math and Science Club members served as hosts to the more than 700 parents who participated. In many ways, these students have become math and science leaders in their school. Eastern Wayne has come up with many book club concepts to invite children to join the Literacy Club. A final one that will feature in the first mini-documentary is the Principal's Book Club. Imagine an Oprah book club for principals and students. Our second mini-documentary focuses in on a fifth grade classroom where the concept of a book club is expanded to a virtual meeting space. Here's graduate student and beginning teacher Kate Harris's introduction to these virtual book clubs.
Doing this project was an incredible experience. We got to work together and we decided how we were going to set it up. Rhonda introduced it to the kids and gave them the step-by-step procedures. And what they did was they decided as a group what they would read, so the number of pages that they would read. And then they would come together on the computers and respond to the text they read, and then they would interact with each other online. And that was their virtual discussions. And after that, we printed their discussions, and we looked at them for how they supported Rosenblatt's theory and Vygotsky's theory. And what we found was that both theories are supported because students question each other and they bring their own unique experiences to the text.
We want all of our children to join the 21st Century Literacy Club. So create your own book clubs, invite your students, and celebrate.